Hey, it's Anthony with the Startup Scientist. Today, we're diving into a topic that is very philosophical. How do we capture a day before it fades away? Let's talk about memories, moments, and making them last. You know, life has a funny way of slipping through our fingers. Days come and go, and before we know it, memories blur. So, how do we hold on to them? How do we make sure they don't just vanish? Well, there are several levels to this game. Level 1, snap a photo. But here's a thought. Everyone's clicking pictures of the same sunset, the same landmarks. So, what exactly are we capturing? Everyone is taking the same picture. Level 2, put yourself in it. A selfie, maybe? But if you've got the same poker face in every pic, what story are we really telling? So this is what brings us to level 3. And this one is a game changer. At the end of the day, write down your thoughts and your feelings, because trust me, how you feel today will look different a month later, or even a year from now. Time has a way of changing our perspectives. I've got to share a personal story here. When I was younger, I was big into piano. I had this amazing teacher from the age of 5 right up to 18, and I was good. I was winning competitions and all. She once suggested I record my performances, but being young and full of self-doubts, I brushed it off. I felt I wasn't good enough. Now, I wish I had those recordings, honestly, because I didn't play piano as often, and maybe once or twice a year. So, not for anybody else that I want those recordings, but just for me, to remember the passion, the emotions, the hard work. It's something I can't get back. But life is all about learning, right? These days, I'm all about capturing moments. Got an idea, I write it down. Feel like singing, I'll upload a track on SoundCloud. So no second guessing, no self-doubt. Now I've got books on Apple Books, a podcast right here on Spotify, and yes, some other YouTube channels that I should probably update them more often, plus a bunch of other projects I've started and yet to finish. But you know what? No regrets. So here's the thing. Life's an experiment, and if you are constantly worried about scores, like how many likes or views you get, you're missing the point. The joy is in the journey, in the trying, in the doing. So don't miss out the fun part. So here's my challenge to you. Live fully, capture moments, and most importantly, enjoy the process. Because at the end of the day, that's what truly counts. Thank you for tuning in to the Startup Scientist. Keep capturing, keep creating, and always celebrate the journey. Catch you in the next episode.